Cassidy has been riding on the crest of a wave, singing and entertaining in the cities of the world, and earning money which at 23 years of age puts him in the comfortable class of the millionaire. Still haunted by the image of his days in the television series, The Partridge Family, Cassidy is right on top of the competitive show business ladder, and current indications are that he'll be there for some time to come. Today, Cassidy performed before a capacity crowd at the MCG, where he was the star of the Moomba concert. Just after his arrival in Melbourne this week, David Cassidy recorded this interview with David Hill.
Do you ever get sick and tired of being on parade all the time, being on show?
Well, if this were every day, as I said, you know, I don't think I could ever maintain, but I'm here, I'm on tour, and I'm here to work, and they told me that we were going to have a press conference, and I said, fine, you know, I mean, I would much rather do that, have an opportunity to speak to a lot of people rather than have people calling up all the time saying, can I have 5 minutes with them here and 5 minutes there? You know, otherwise I'd never get any peace. But I mean, it's not all that bad. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Did you expect the reaction you got at Melbourne Airport yesterday when you arrived?
I never know what to expect when I haven't been anywhere. You know, I mean, I've been asked that question a couple of people. What did you expect? It's the kind of situation where you get off of a plane and suddenly there are lots and lots of kids around and people, and it makes you feel very good, and it's really nice to know that a lot of people out there care that much to come out and see you, you know, so I felt real good about it, yeah.
About the Partridge Family, you're not going to be appearing in any more episodes. Were you sorry to give it away?
No, I wasn't. Only because, it was a good experience while it lasted, but it was very confining for me and I felt very stifled, and it was very repetitive, you know, very much the same every weekend.
What were the people like to work with?
Great. That's really what I regret, you know, is I made a couple of very close friends, and the people were great. It was just really the material that we were doing. It became, you know, so repetitive, and, you know, hey, Mom, can I buy the keys of the car for 4 years? It becomes very much a yawn, you know. It's not, I don't think anyone wants to do anything that really isn't exciting and they can't grow in. And I couldn't grow. It's like the television thing is very, it's like in a time capsule, you know, a vacuum, and it never changes or grows.
You were quoted as saying that when you were an actor that you never took music seriously, yet the sphere seems to have turned, and now you're primarily a musician rather than an actor.
It has kind of turned, yeah. I mean, I would rather not be primarily anything, you know. I mean, I would most like to keep the doors open, and you know, whatever opportunity comes along, I would like to, you know, experience it. I think that at this point, because I don't have an acting project and I don't have a film that I want to do or anything, I would say I'm concentrating more on music, and that is true. I mean, I was an actor for a couple of years, and before I ever sang professionally, and throughout my life, you know, from the time I was 3 years old, I always wanted to be an actor.
You know? Do you see yourself now as a kind of a salesman of sex?
I don't know.
Do you see yourself as a sex symbol?
Not really. I don't see myself as that, but I mean, a lot of people see me as that, I suppose. I don't, you know, I mean, I don't walk around and look in the mirror and wink at myself and stuff, you know.
Was that a twitch?
It's just I don't wink too well at this hour of the morning.
Well, the fans of it. Where do you see your future as being? Do you continue going on these tours? Because they must take a lot out of you in energy.
Yeah, they take a lot out of me, but I prepared myself for it, and I really think that, you know, it's part of an occupational thing, you know. I mean, it's like when someone goes out, I mean, you go out on tour, I have to expect things like that, and I've become accustomed to them, really, and without sounding blasé, you know, it's something that you, like anything else, like, you know, as I said, a carpenter banging his thumb and doing things like that, you know, it's just, this is what I do for a living, and this is part of it. You know?
Does it ever bug you that people are making money out of you, the David Cassidy T-shirts, the David Cassidy lunch boxes,
all the periphery? It bothers me only in as much as that I think that there's been a lot of injustice done to the people. I think that they've been ripped off, kind of. And I had nothing to do with it. When I signed 4 years ago to do a television show, they took over all the rights for that. I really made no money from any of that stuff, and that doesn't frustrate me so much as the fact that people, I think, were sold such, you know, such junk and such, you know, such trivia, and they, I don't know, I think that they capitalized upon, I mean, obviously the whole momentum of the success and everything, and in doing so, bubblegum and, yeah, you know, all the merchandising and thing. And it's not that that's wrong, it's just that I think that, you know, charging $4 for an autograph picture or a lunchbox is ridiculous.
If you weren't David Cassidy, superstar, what would you like to be?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. That's a question I really couldn't answer. I mean, I've been me since the day I was born.
You're happy being yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I really am. I feel real good. And I mean, it's very nice to have all of this. And I feel good. I just would like to have the freedom now to do whatever it is that I want to do.
One final brief question. Do you ever feel lonely?
Yeah, sure. Like everybody else. You know, I mean, I get shoved around from limousine to hotel, and sometimes it's such a shock to one's system sometimes to go from that intensity of being out in front of thousands of people to thrown into a car and taken off to some hotel where, you know, no one's going to find you, you know, and there you are alone in a bathtub lying, saying, you know, 10 minutes ago, where was I? And I mean, I do, you know, as anyone else does. I mean, I'm a human being.
David Cassidy, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. David Cassidy.